Okay, this march is starting to move. I'm right behind a big sign that says Peace and Freedom Party supports the farm workers. Hi, I'm from the Independent Media Center. You are starting your child off in demonstrating very, very young, aren't you?
No, he's actually five. He's kind of old.
What brings you out here today?
Well, it's just that I think it's important that we all are vocal and make a strong and united voice to stop the trade agreement and to let us partake in the process.
Human need not corporate greed. Human need not corporate greed.
Hi there, I'm from the Independent Media Center. May I guess that maybe this is not your first protest?
You certainly may. Hardly.
What have you been involved in before?
Well, we'd have to go all the way back to the Progressive Party in 1948. And CORE, Congress of Racial Equality in the 40s.
And what brings you out here today?
Why am I out here today? This sign, corporate jaws, trying to eliminate whatever vestiges we do have of protection from their greed and expansion.
Okay, now let me ask you this. You've been involved since 1948. What do you think in all this time has improved, and what do you think that maybe has gotten worse?
That's a very difficult question to answer quickly. What's gotten worse, definitely, is that capitalism has tightened its grip with expansion and tightened its grip in terms of control, worldwide control, and tightened its grip on the lives of people all over the world. What has gotten better? Well, it's hard to say because there's been a lot of changes in the mass movement since then, ups and downs. I think what was really bad was the attack against progressivism in the guise of being against communism, which was very destructive. And I think we're rebuilding now. I think we now have a movement that is growing and growing to be more directly opposed to the way capitalism is moving. And within that, there is against capitalism, but it isn't totally. Some groups are not opposed to capitalism. They're opposed to capitalism as it is presently structured and going. I, for one, think that's fallacious because capitalism is doing what it's supposed to do. But I think this movement is growing here and around the world more so than here. So I think that's good.
Okay, and next to a banner that says, "Workers of the world, globalize the struggle against capitalism. Socialism is the answer." Workers World Party USA, www.workers.org. Folks are passing out flyers to the people who are standing along the street outside the various stores. This is really a little neighborhood business center, a lot of little small stores. There's a bunch of media here, but they look like, I see, it's somebody from the written press, but it's, you know, us folks. The indie media folks. I don't see any network television cameras here, even though there's hundreds of people. I'm up toward the front of this thing. Oh, I love it. Here's one of the street workers, and he's dancing in the middle of the road to the drumming. We're passing by St. Peter's Church, and there is this wonderful Aztec-style mural along the side of the church. I can't explain how utterly colorful and really terrific it is. De maíz amarillo y de maíz blanco se hizo su carne. De masa de maíz hicieron al hombre. So it's saying, así habló Dios. Yo no he creado los cielos y la tierra para que sean vacío. No sino para que sean habitados. Which is a quote from Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18. So basically the first part is part of the scripture of the Aztec people. It says of yellow corn and of white corn, the God made his meat. Of the masa de maíz, the cornmeal, man was made. And the other being from Isaiah, thus spoke God, I didn't create the heavens and the earth for them to be empty, but for them to be inhabited. Okay, we just turned on to Bryant, and there's another sign that says, don't be left behind. Last one across the digital divide is a rotten egg. That's true. We got to get the whole community wired. Hi there. You are one of several people carrying this photo of a beautiful little Asian girl. She can't be old, more than 2 years old, in a sundress that says, what's the matter with child labor? What's that all about?
Well, it's these companies, you know, all abroad using child labor, and it's just... it's pretty disgusting, and they're just basically abusing these children. The kids have no rights, essentially, and I'm mostly pissed off about the fact that it's not being covered in the mass media, where it's just not getting out. People don't know what's going on around the world, especially when you've got these things like the FTAA and the World Bank and the IMF that are stronger than governments, have power over governments, but they're in no way democratic. They're entirely secretive, and... I mean, it's a lot closer to fascism than it is to democracy, and it's just makes me angry.
Okay, and tell me about where that picture of that little Asian girl came from.
Baby Gap.
So this is a Baby Gap ad, right?
Yeah. Here, clothe your baby in the toil of other babies, basically. It's like your baby gets a pretty new dress at the expense of, you know, hundreds, perhaps thousands of young children around the world that are just getting screwed over by these companies and who are trying to portray themselves as real socially responsible and globally aware companies, but in fact, they're screwing people over on a very large scale everywhere, and people are buying these products and they have no idea.
Escucha, escucha, estamos en la lucha. Escucha, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Today is an absolutely cloudless, gorgeous day. So why aren't you at the beach?
Well, because there are trade deals going on right now that's going to affect average people like me and all the people that are here marching and in San Diego and in Quebec right now. And people are sacrificing because they know that these deals are basically going to hurt workers and the poor. And we're going to say something about it.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay, now your generation is supposed to be what? Slackers? Out at the beach? Is that really true?
No way! I mean, if you just look around, there's a lot of young people out here. But what's different about the movement of radical youth today is that we're not anti, you know, older generation like the youth of the 60s were, but we're definitely political. I mean, all you have to do is just look around you here at this demonstration. There's tons of young people here.
And there are groups of senior citizens as well.
We're all united against globalization, the globalization of capital, and, you know, the devastation of the environment, and deregulation and privatization, and everything that the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas is.
What are you afraid might happen to you when you're 40 if the FTAA goes through?
Well, I might not be a member of a union because, you know, unions could be considered a, quote, barrier to trade, as the trade czars would call it. So we might, you know, just have to do away with unions in the United States and everywhere around the world. So I might not have job security. I might not be paid a living wage. And I might not be able to live in this beautiful place that I'm standing in right now, the Bay Area.
They say FCAA.
We say no way.
Let's take
what democracy feels like. This is what democracy feels
like. Hey, fish.
Hey.
Hey. Hold it. Let me put something in your mouth, and I promise it's not a hook.
Won't bite.
Okay. Tell me something. Are you a salmon?
I'm a coho salmon. And what I want to know from you Earth people, you human people, is where's my gravel?
Where's your gravel? Why do you need gravel?
To spawn.
You having some problems spawning, Mr. Salmon?
Yes. There's mud all over the gravel. I can't spawn. FTAA legislation will make it even worse for people like me.
Well, I think that's your problem, Mr. Salmon. According to the corporations, you're not a person, right?
That's right. I disagree.
What would you like to see have happen?
Fewer human people, better legislation, people writing letters to Congress people, and less stuff.
Okay, good luck spawning.
Thanks. I need it.
Hi there. Independent media, want to ask you something. You're wearing a t-shirt that says food, not bombs. What do you mean food, not bombs? Don't bombs give us security?
I'd say no. Bombs kill people. I don't know. I think there's better ways to work out our differences than killing the people you don't like. I mean, I remember when Clinton was bombing Yugoslavia, and he was in the news about the Colorado school shootings, and he said we need to learn to settle our differences with words, but at the same time he's bombing Yugoslavia. But I think, there is a possibility of solving our differences with words. And if people are reasonable, we can work things out.
And what about food?
Well, I think all people need it. I like to eat some every day, and I think it's reasonable that all people should have a right to have as much food as they need to survive.
Well, isn't that why they try to genetically modify it so that there'll be more?
Yeah, well, they say they'll produce more if corporations control food, but corporations' first concern is to make as much money as they can, and their secondary concern is just to meet people's needs enough for those people to keep giving them more money.
You are carrying a blue flag with a marble on it. Is this marbles against free trade?
No, it's our Mother Earth.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here today on behalf of our Mother Earth and all of the people who are suffering because of globalization. And the free trade agreement of the Americas, if it's passed, it's going to cause even more trouble. And I've been telling people as we walk by that more and more jobs are disappearing from our landscape. So folks who don't know what this FTAA is, don't know what the World Trade Organization is, might want to find out, because if your job involves using a phone, pretty likely within the next 5 years your job is moving to India. It's happening already. When you book a flight on British Airways, you're talking to someone in India. So people who work in credit departments, people who do any sort of customer service, their jobs are highly at risk for moving offshore somewhere else.
And those are already fairly low-wage jobs, I can remember.
No. Silicon Valley, that's a good job working for credit or customer support. That's not a low-paying wage. Computer-aided design, that's a computer-type job that folks with high school degrees could get into and earn a good living in Silicon Valley. CAD, that's being done in India now. So the jobs that are leaving are jobs that people who didn't have a chance to get a really high-powered college degree could get that type of job, earn a good living, but those jobs are going away.
Okay, but what about the folks in India? Don't they need jobs too?
Sure, but pretty likely if trends are the way they aren't going to be paid a living wage either. So it's a race to the bottom. We all get poorer. People listening, think about it. Are you living as well as you did 5 years ago? Are you living as well as your parents lived? Our standard of living is decreasing. It's a disgrace. We have one of the highest infant mortality rates in the whole world, where the U.S. used to have the lowest infant mortality rates. We can't even keep our babies in good health here.
And I represent our developing world and the San Jose Peace Corral and the Peace Center and all the folks back in San Jose. What happened with NAFTA is that the standard of living dropped, the real wages in Mexico dropped 40% in these 7 years that NAFTA has been in effect. And FTAA is NAFTA in steroids. Not only that, 2 million farmers were forced off their land because of the importation of U.S. corn, and 8 million small shopkeepers who were middle class are now poor because of Kmart's and Walmart's. All of this would, there with NAFTA, and if FTAA passes, no country, no community could say no. And in Mexico, a U.S. company was dumping toxins, and they said, the community said, no, we're not going to have a waste dump here. And that company sued and won, because there's no local legal control either under NAFTA, and that would be true for all of the Americas and the Caribbean if FTAA was passed.
None of this sounds like any of the prosperity that the corporate folks are saying would come from free trade.
Oh, there's a lot of prosperity for the wealthy. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer and more numerous.
They get to create an infrastructure where they're going to profit with no competitors, because they get to write out the competition outright using the laws.
The point is that the corporations have had input into the documents that are being used for negotiations. Our Congress people haven't even seen them yet. They haven't been made public. Why the secrecy if they're really so good, if they really will promote democracy and prosperity?